First of all, it is a very complicated proposal, and I can understand that a lot of people are sort of confused and bewildered by it. I'm actually going to vote yes, because I think the roads in many parts of our state are in such bad condition. I last year I paid what I call the pothole tax. I had to replace both front rims, and there is the safety issue, and so you know, that's I think the biggest plus is that it is going to put additional funding for roads, which in many cases are badly in need of repair.
When somebody asks you sort of the I guess the elevator speech or the quick answer, and there really isn't one, but the quick answer about Proposal 1, what is it going to do and what will its impacts be?
So it'll change the fuel tax. You'll end up paying more than you currently do in terms of fuel taxes, although they'll be changed how they work. That money will go to roads. But none of the fuel tax money will go anymore to schools and local governments. And to make up that deficit, there's going to be an increase in the sales tax from 6% to 7%. There are a lot of other pieces, but those are really the biggest ones.
You are an expert in economics. You studied it for years. You're called in to give your perspective to a lot of groups. And what is that sales tax? If that increase goes through, what will it mean for the economic future of the state?
The sales tax is not my favorite way of financing this. A big part of that is that the sales tax only applies to 3/8 of our economy. The other 5/8, mostly services and entertainments and stuff, is not taxed. I would have greatly preferred, if you're going to mess with the sales tax, tax everything at a lower rate. You could raise more money at a lower rate if you taxed everything, but there wasn't the political will to do that. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, what you're going to have is you're going to continue to pay zero tax on when you go to the theater, when you go to a sports event, when you do all sorts of entertainments, when you go to the movie. 0% on food, but you're then going to go from 6 to 7 when you buy clothes or hardware or the things that are taxed.
Things that would have a standard sales tax on them in the state.
That's right.
When you hear that, when the governor and others are saying that this is it, there's no other option, there's no other plan B, so to speak, what's your reaction to that?
Well, that's partly correct. 20 years ago when we did Proposal A, the one that changed the property tax and school funding, there was a plan B. Either you voted for this, or if you didn't vote for this, it was clearly specified what you got. That's not true this time. But that doesn't mean that if it fails, that the legislature will just be completely off the hook. I mean, we still have crappy roads mm-hmm. in many parts of the state. Mm-hmm. It will be, if it fails, I think there will be some members of the legislature who will say, okay, the voters have spoken, we don't have to do anything. But there will be a lot of pressure on many members of the legislature, and of course the governor will continue to push to do something. We might end up getting something sort of similar to what the House of Representatives passed last December in the lame duck session. It's really hard to say.
Now, the polls are saying that right now it looks like the voters are saying no, and you're saying you're going to vote yes for it. What do you think we're going to see in the final weeks here with this push heading into the election on May 5th?
Well, I think you'll continue to see campaigning. I don't know what ads are showing here in Marquette, but down in my part of the state, we're seeing advertisements in favor, emphasizing, among other things, the safety issue. And there are also advertisements against. I believe the group against is the Campaign Against Higher Taxes and Special Interest Deals. Of course, the special interests are things like schools and local governments, and I kind of like those things. But anyway, I think you'll see a lot of campaigning. It's true, as you say, the polls are very negative, but I don't know what that means for sure. That doesn't mean that it's going to go down. It might, because we've had many initiatives in the past where the polls 2 weeks before the election said one thing and something different happened, largely because, remember, turnout is not going to be that high.
As we look at Proposal 1, there are so many different factors in it. This is going to be, I think, for some voters, it's almost daunting and intimidating. It includes things like the earned income tax credit possibly coming back in the state, but there's also vehicle registration fees and things like that in there. What are your perspectives on this particular thing in terms of economics with the vehicle registration fee going up? What would it mean for businesses?
Well, the vehicle registration fee, I'll tell you quite honestly, even though I've said that I'm going to vote for it, that's something that I don't think is a sound feature of this. It's going to, the way your registration fee used to work, you buy a new car and you got a certain tax. Then a year later, it goes down, and it goes down for 4 years as your vehicle depreciates. Now that discount, if you will, it, under the new law, is going to stop. You pay the same amount as a percentage of the new car. That is not going to raise a whole lot of money, and yet it's going to cause, I think it may be enough to cause some people to vote against it. And it also, there have been some who have suggested that it might be challenged by the Internal Revenue Service, and you might not be able to deduct that from your federal income taxes. That remains to be seen, but that's one of my least favorite features of this, because if you're going to mess with something in a way that gets you a whole lot of revenue and can fix a lot of roads.
One of the things they're also talking about, as I mentioned, is this earned income tax credit, which was done away with recently in Michigan. Now they're talking about this being part of this, an X factor in it that will bring it back. What are your thoughts?
That, in my view, is a big plus. If you're going to raise the sales tax hits low-income folks disproportionately. And the earned income tax credit is targeted at low-income working families. We instituted it 8 years ago. Then it was cut dramatically back 4 years ago. Now this would reinstate it. And that wouldn't save every poor person. After all, it only goes to working families. So if you're out of work, you don't get the earned income tax credit. But that would shield from the sales tax hundreds of thousands of low-income families.